This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to fall on the sword because I hope my strategy is wrong, and I think it might be. Yes, I might be wrong. You better call somebody. Tell them about the Kevin Jackson Show. He's about to admit he's wrong. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm giddy going into next year, but I hate being giddy wishing for the, you know, the demise of the country to some degree, but I'm cheering for America to improve, to get better. How am I doing that? Because I want Biden out. I want Democrats out. I want leftism out. I want socialism out. I want communism out. I feel like I need an amen. Amen, brother. In the church.
Sister Aura says, Aura. Amen, Reverend Jackson.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you white people are here. And others. I know there are others out there listening. I got a lot of others. Oh, yeah. A lot of white folks, but I got a lot of others. And as I like to remind people, we are number one in Africa. Oh, yeah. Even when the great Rush Limbaugh was on the radio, we were number one in Africa. We had tribal power over my peoples, the motherland. They supported my show. We got to help Kevin grow. Now, they're not much on the financial side, but that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, glad you guys are with me, and I'm glad that I have the 500 folks that are building towards helping me keep this thing going, and more importantly, to achieve a mission. And it's funny because I think of this as almost the church of conservatism, the church of black conservatism, and I'm the pastor. I'm the pastor. I'm about to preach up in here. Yeah. And so you guys don't realize it, but you're in black church right now, as we like to say, church. And the ushers going to help you get seated. I remember growing up when they would say usher. Yeah, well, get with the usher. And I would be like, you mean the usher? And my grandmother would be like, yeah, the usher. There's not a second R in usher, Grandma. It's usher. Anyway, we would go to church. And I mean, it was black church. Black church is different. Just like this show is probably different than any show you listen to. Not just because of the obvious, it's a different host. No, it's just a different format. I think it's a very serious subject, but I'm going to let, and we do get serious, but we're going to try to keep it light, especially during the holiday season. We've got Christmas coming up. We got all kinds of things coming up. I want you to feel good about who you are. And by the way, that doesn't change. All year long, I've given you pep talks. Because you're amazing people. You deserve pep talks. The Democrats do not. And the strategy for the Republicans, which is a continuation of the previous hour, the strategy of the Republicans is just let the Democrats fail. Let them do what they do. Just let them do what they do. That's all you have to do. Let a Democrat do what they do. Major problems facing the Democrats. Inflation being number one in their safety. They can't make us feel safe in the macrocosm or the microcosm. You don't feel safe as a nation, and you don't feel safe in your neighborhood. Do you realize how many people that I know? No, you don't, because you don't know. You don't know me. Most of you do know me, but you don't realize how many people I have friends that said, Kevin, we were talking about going so-and-so, and, you know, right now, we're afraid to go. We canceled our trip. We weren't sure about, and I'm going, what? Because they're afraid of being taken hostage. This is regular, normal stuff. We don't want to go. Foreign policy, wars. I talked about this before. Border, the border issue, which many Republicans believe that is the critical issue. Talk about it. I don't want to say exaggerated because that's not the right way to put it. All you got to do is tell it. As we say in sales, tell it, don't sell it. Conservatism doesn't need to be sold. And how bad leftism doesn't need to be sold. Just tell it. Tell about the lies, the Russian collusion. Hillary Clinton getting off scot-free. She is raped and pillaged in Haiti with the Clinton Global Initiative. These people are still operating. That is a RICO group. What about Joe Biden? What about his family? You think that's going away? By the way, I'm going to tell you, I think the Republicans are doing something. I'm not going to disagree with the strategy, even though I'm not happy about it necessarily, because I want to see justice served. I want to see somebody on the left go to prison for what they've done. And I'm not talking about metaphor, like it's, oh, Kevin, you just want to do it because you're vindictive. I'm not being vindictive. I want to see people go to prison for the crimes they commit. I want to see real justice doled out to the people who should have real justice. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. There's no question in my mind. People that supported her, who suborned what she did, should be in prison. Many members of Comey's FBI, including James Comey, should be in prison. And they're not. What is the company, I forget these names of these companies, Global GP or whatever. People from Dominion. I could go down the line. All these people, they should be in prison, and not a one of them is gone. Kevin Kleinsmith is the only guy who's gotten a slap on his wrist for the theft of an election. What about January 6th? How many of those people should be released from prison and replaced with these Democrats and these rhinos like Liz Cheney and Andrew Kissinger and all that January 6th committee? Every one of those clowns should be in prison right now. You know it, I know it. I just got the guts to say it on the air and in front of people. In front of Congress, I would be saying the same thing. You people should be in prison for what you've done. You've taken away years of people's lives over your ruse. Shame on you. More than shame. We now know with 100% certainty that the 2020 election was a big cheat. So was 2022. And here's what I can tell you guys. Be glad there are people out there. Like, there's a lady here locally named Shelby Bush. She and her team are always working on election integrity. Many others around the country, represented in especially battleground states where election integrity is important. Be glad those people exist, that they are fighting the good fight, the Carrie Lakes of the world who won't let it go, the Abe Hamadays. What about this media? Be thankful that Donald Trump had the vision to call them fake news and make you understand that it was legitimate, that they are fake news, so you could stop paying attention to them. And so does the rest of the country for the most part. And be glad that there's a surgence of conservative-based news people and people like myself. I'm not bragging for me. I'm just saying that there are people like us giving you the truth because you are the reason for Trump's resurgence. And you're the reason why this new strategy might just work. I'm about to get into it here in just a bit. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson Network. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before we get into the next phase of the Republican strategy, where, yeah, I gotta admit, I was probably wrong. I could be. My strategy still it could be in play. But there is one that is now developing that I think could supplant mine, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't mind coming on this show telling you I'm wrong. It's okay. As long as what I'm wrong about is right. I feel like that song, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving my strategy is wrong, I don't want to be right. Look, there's a strategy out there that I've outlined, and I do believe now that strategy may need to shift a little bit. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because I've been disappointed in what the Republicans are doing, trying to figure out what are they trying to do. And they very well could be shifting this strategy. We'll get to that in a bit. But here's what I do want to tell you. I wrote a book called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com or go to the Kevin Jackson Network. And that book explained, it was written as a joke. I wrote it as a joke to white people to say you could pretend to be black and get in on the race pimping game. You know, just Come on, go buy your fedora, your fur coat, get your pimp game on, and come join me, and I'll show you how to be a pimp and get that money, baby, okay? That was a joke. Me and a buddy of mine, Robert, were colluded. We combined to write this book. And it was an idea that Robert had, and he wrote like a blog about it. And I said, do you mind if I take the blog and make it into a book? And then 120 pages later, we had the book Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of leftism, liberalism, race pimping. And I explain how, whether it's, you know, some black person gets shot or, you know, some black person gets ripped off, or, I mean, you name it. There's so many. It doesn't matter what comes up. There's going to be a race pimp right there, ready to take advantage of it. And you white folks are so willing. Okay, well, just take my money. Okay, please, black man. You know, y'all are just ready to give up the money so easily that it's no wonder you get robbed. You get metaphorically robbed. You get physically robbed. And you get governmentally robbed. I mean, you're getting robbed at every turn, and you just grin and bear it. Do you have that kind of money that you can just give it up and not care? I mean, maybe some of you do, but it boggles my mind. That's why when I'm getting these 500 people to give us $20 a month, I'm saying to you, why give it to these people that are stealing it and not doing anything to further your cause? Half my shows, I'm telling white folks, stand up for yourselves. I feel like David Chappelle's the black dude who ran the Ku Klux Klan because he was blind, whatever his name is. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you watch the Chappelle show. I feel like that at times. I'm having to put a backbone under white folks to say, stop being kicked around. Anyway, the Department of Defense wants taxpayers to pay $114 million for its diversity and equity, inclusion, you ready? And accessibility programs. FY 2024 budget request, they say, demonstrates the DOD's commitment to, you ready for this? DEIA, D-E-I-A. They've now added an A to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and now it includes accessibility. And they want $114.7 million, which, by the way, is a rounding error, for these activities. What activities? This is the DOD. What does the DOD?
Well, Kevin, the DOD is made up of all kinds of Americans, including the DEIA, the DEIA.
Well, what? Okay, so what's that got to do with anything? Isn't everything made up of the DEIA in America? The DEIA. Show me something that isn't DEIA in America, please. I'll wait. Most people are scared of the pauses in radio shows. You're like, oh, people will take it. Well, switch channels if you did. No, they won't. Not if they're having fun. Again, I ask you, show me the zoo. Is the zoo diverse enough for you? Do they have all kinds of animals? Because let me tell you, where were we? I don't remember where we were. At the airport. That's where we were. We were at the airport, and we people watched. Melissa and I like to people watch. And you know, when I was looking at people, I was thinking, nothing but animals. I mean, you could see the Afghan. Yeah, I'm talking about the dog that had the long face, whatever. The pug, I saw every animal in the animal kingdom at the airport. People that were built like gorillas, built like orangutans, built like rhesus monkeys, built like fish, you know, had fish. If I looked around long enough, I could probably identify 14,000 species of stuff at the airport. Where are we not DEI? Please, show me where. Are we not in the medical field? Are we not in sports? Are we not in what? Academia? Where are we not? Do we got to spend almost $115 million? Let me tell you where that money's going. A black hole. It is going to fund CIA activities. Have you seen these movies where the CIA is given trunks of money? They give out bricks of $10,000 like Mexican kids give out chiclets at the border. Are you kidding me? This money is not going to be used for some DEIA. This money is going to be used for whatever the Pentagon wants to use it for. Why don't you just tell us, look, we need a slush fund. Think of it as petty cash when we go deal with the insurgents and the terrorist groups. Or why not they be really truthful and just tell us, you know what, we're going to go start some wars and go, and Joe Biden is part of that system. We're going to go get, pay for terrorists to go bomb Israel. We're going to give Israel the munitions to fight back, and we're going to fund the military-industrial complex that keeps America going. Because they can't shut down Raytheon and Boeing and McDonnell Douglas and LTV and General Dynamics and these people making missiles, BEI, etc. They can't shut these companies down. The world will go, I mean, America's economy would be hit. Can you imagine going from a warring economy to an agrarian or an economy that just needs to just grow on its own? I mean, what would we do if we don't have missiles to sell? And tanks and all this other stuff. I'm asking a serious question. What would we do? I don't think most people know. I mean, we think of the money we waste. If you get my book, Race Pimping, you will find out how much money we waste and what's growing. And you know what we're growing? We're growing chaos in America. We're growing diversity, equity, inclusion, and now accessibility, because that's where the fictitious money is. But what's being created? Please, give me something. Tell me what product, what innovation, what is it spurring? It's spurring hatred. There is the only end game here is America loses. When we invest in this nonsense, we lose. We come back, we're going to talk about the Republican strategy in a way that I don't think you've heard about it. Certainly not on my show, because I just flipped. New strategy.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains by forming a new council that would maintain a secure and diversified supply chain, as well as increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. The U.S. military has reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen on Sunday. Thankfully, those missiles landed approximately 10 nautical miles from the ships. 11 more hostages were released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. That fourth group of freed hostages did not include any Americans. A federal judge rejecting former President Trump's attempt to subpoena information related to the January 6th riots. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you guys know my previous strategy around the Republicans is that they get rid of Biden, Kamala Harris takes over, which they're still part of this that I still think will happen. But I have to modify. Kamala Harris takes over. She pardons everybody in the food chain. And then Gavin Newsom comes in and saves the day for the Democrats. And, of course, they want to get Trump, but they can't do it. And I'll give you some numbers that we talked about in the first hour. But Trump is gaining. He's surging as Biden is slipping. But there is a modification. I feel the need to offer another Republican 2024 strategy. And it's dramatically different from my original one that destroyed Joe Biden earlier than expected. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And for those of you who have been with me for a while, I want to thank you for your patronage. I want to thank you for what you do to spread the word. I mentioned that the numbers have grown. And something Melissa did to tweak the numbers a bit, thank goodness, it isn't going to save our buns, but it's better than what we were doing before. And I always appreciate that. I look at it as incrementalism is a good thing. We should always be striving to get a little bit better every single day. And what's funny is it is measurable. If you're paying attention, it is measurable. It's the same thing that when people tell me they had a conversation with God. I have conversations with God literally every day because I've learned how to listen. And I hope you will, too. Anyway, back to this Republican strategy and my mea culpa, because, I definitely have to tell you that I've got a different way of thinking about it. And what helped me a little bit was I referenced what an acquaintance of mine, a guy named Kevin McCullough. Kevin has a radio show. He's in a lot of markets. We've known each other for a better part of a decade. And I want him to explain what I think is now a distinct possibility. And here's what he wrote. The primary season is here. You know that people are touting for their preferred candidates from all the endorsements. And since I have a microphone, a TV camera, and a keyboard, all the candidates have wanted me to know why they think they are left standing. Nikki Haley's team has mastered the art of texting me 78 times per day. Ron DeSantis, zero text. What quickly proffers current office holders and former Trump supporters' endorsements as soon as they happen. Ramaswamy's strategy to be the Trumpiest non-Trump in the race has sort of fallen apart, and his numbers reflect it. And a disgraceful former governor of New Jersey is still banking on down-splaining to the base why they're wrong. And he's right is going about as well as you think it would. The silliest part of it is that none of it matters because none of them will be the nominee and likely won't even be on the ticket, in the cabinet, or even on the short list. Kevin McCullough nails it right there. Now, he could go into a little more detail about the various candidates, but he's essentially telling you, if you're a media person, they're beating you up to try to explain themselves, and anything that happens that comes in their favor, they want to make sure you get that information, but it's all for naught. None of these candidates matters. And as I've written, only two Trump challengers really exist. You ready? The anti-Trumper, who was funded to make it look like everybody hates Trump. These are the Mike Pences, the Tim Scotts, and others who are soon going to drop out. None of them have had or will have traction. And by the way, I'll include Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, the only two really decent candidates, I mean, in terms of numbers wise, that have any shot. DeSantis is going down. Nikki Haley's coming up a little bit, but not much. No matter what press they give them, these people are still being looked at as also rants. Who cares? Anyway, the anti-Trumper funded to make it look like Trump had all this competition out there. How'd that go for those folks? And then the person auditioning for a spot in Trump's second administration. And of course, the one who most sticks out in that regard is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's auditioning with his Trumpiest non-Trump campaign, is the way Kevin described it. Now, McCullough continues. He explains the media narrative for these candidacies, and here's what he said. The media really tried hard to make their candidacies a thing. Radio and TV networks did contests to give away seats at the debates. The lowest watched in modern history. I didn't even look at the numbers. I'll be honest with you. I actually forgot the debates were going on. He says, basically, everyone who wished it has tried everything they could wish for, and the result has had one outcome. Donald Trump has a bigger lead. I mean, think about that. You're doing everything you can to get these other candidates into the spotlight. You got media coverage. Everybody's trying to tout who they are. Ooh, they're so good. And they do a debate. Nobody watches it, and what the end game is Donald Trump ends up with a bigger lead. If anything proves Trump's dominance, it's the so-called Republican debates. And I say so-called because they're not really debates. McCullough's main comment on the debates reveals the obvious. The person who won all the debates never even participated in the debates. But then he goes on. And he discusses the knockout punch to the establishment with something that occurred over the weekend. And we talked about it. I played a clip of it. Donald Trump went to a South Carolina bowl game. I think it was Clemson. Goes out into the crowd. I don't know that I've ever seen, except maybe pre-election 2008 Obama, who had that kind of reaction from a crowd. I didn't hear any boos. Maybe there were some. I'm not going to be, you know, naive. But let me tell you, overwhelmingly, and we played a clip of it, this guy comes out, and it is standing ovation, people standing up with phones, taking pictures, da, 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 and you think, oh, well, it was South Carolina. That's Lindsey Graham's state. That's a country state. That's a racist state. Isn't that where Charlottesville is? No, it's in Virginia. But isn't that where all them neo-Nazis and white supremacists are that love Donald Trump? Yeah, that's who it was at that football game, that college football game. The youth vote that goes after Donald Trump, right? That vote stood up and cheered Donald Trump in ways that I haven't seen since baby black Jesus of becoming president. That tells you all you need to know. Okay, well, you naysayers out there that don't want to believe a black man. Okay, let's just go with it. I feel you. I feel your energy. Okay, what happened at the UFC? Did you see Donald Trump when he went to the UFC? And he walks out with Tucker Carlson and Dana White. And it, well, Tucker was in behind. But it was Dana White and Tucker Carlson. And they led Trump into that arena. And that place, again. Take Donald Trump anywhere. These are cities, folks. These are not little towns where you feel like all these, you know, white people are, that I love them some Donald Trump and hate black folks or whatever. What the media tells you, this is a cross section of America. And worse, for them, this is sports. This is meritocracy. This is gladiator arena. And even far worse, far, far worse. These are kids. These are voting age young people. Now, I told you earlier, Joe Biden is losing the young vote. That's one of the biggest things that the left is concerned about. There is no Bernie Sanders to come save him. The young vote is going to Donald Trump. Don't believe me. Go look at that stadium. Tell me how Donald Trump loses. Tell me how Joe Biden wins or any other. Let Gavin Newsom walk his GQ butt into that arena, and what do you think you'd hear? You think you'd get people going, yeah, oh, Gavin Newsom's here, wanting to take pictures of him and videotaping? They'd be booing that clown to high heaven. That's the problem. That's Donald Trump. Kevin McCullough goes on to say, Trump had a similar moment in Iowa and New Hampshire where he smacked the DeSantis team with his reception in Florida. So apparently in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Florida, Trump went in, same reaction. Now, I don't know what events he's talking about because I didn't see those. But I did see all the other things that I just talked about. And by the way, the media actually had the nerve to say that Trump got booed in South Carolina. You can go look for the videos yourself and you'll see what I'm talking about. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the Republican strategy going forward, and I'm referencing a friend of mine, acquaintance Kevin McCullough, radio guy, TV guy, and he's giving his perception of what's happening. And essentially, he says it's a foregone conclusion that Trump wins the primary. And the only thing, only slim hope if the Democrats can get Trump indicted for something or whatever, and that doesn't stop him. And you've seen the desperation of the Democrats, front and center. Let's get him off the ballot, man. He's a threat to the Republic. He might want vengeance. Kevin Jackson again. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yep. McCullough's seen enough. He says, I've watched him in South Carolina. I watched him in Iowa. I watched him in New Hampshire. I watched him in Florida. He has regained rock star status, he being Donald Trump. Where's Joe Biden? Hiding in the basement. He says, here's what's going to happen in the Republican primaries. Trump will win the Iowa caucuses on January 15th. He then says, this will likely dismantle the Ron DeSantis as Ted Cruz narrative for this cycle. I think Ted Cruz won Iowa in the first deal when in 2016. I'm not sure, but look it up. He goes on. He says, on 123, President Trump will win New Hampshire. This will mercifully put down the Chris Christie campaign. And he used quotes. But with two wins in a row, it will put pressure on Haley and DeSantis. He then says, look for one, DeSantis, to endorse the other, Haley. The thinking here is that South Carolina is where Trump can be stopped. Because you remember, Haley was the governor of South Carolina. So that's where she'll get stopped. By the way, I'm going to get to the Republican strategy here in a bit because I keep talking about that. That's where I think that there's a new strategy afoot, but we'll see what happens. He says, but they forgot about February the 3rd, where Trump will win Nevada. Then on February 24th, Trump will score a smashing win in South Carolina a couple of weeks before Super Tuesday. If Trump goes 4-0 out of the gate, and oh, for the record, he will, I completely agree with McCullough's assessment. He says, and he goes on to say, in every bit of data I can find seems to point to it, then he is the nominee for all practical purposes. So I'm going to tell you, Trump will go 4-0 out of the gate. He will win Super Tuesday easily, and it will be game, set, match. Now, what about the Democrats? Many of you know what I've already predicted for them. Biden's inevitable indictment in the first quarter of next year. Now, I believe I've said it, and I want to just go on a record, because I said I thought it would come before the end of the year. I thought they would really put pressure on him in December. I now think that's going to be next year. Now, even when I backed off of that earlier, I said it would probably be in January. That's when and I know it's going to be next year because Jim Jordan actually said, we're going to wait and look at the impeachment inquiry in January. And let me tell you, the Twitter lit up. Republicans like, you weak-kneed sissies, you bunch of whatever. And I was one ready to jump on them until I came to this new strategy that I'm telling you about now. And what I decided is, it's a great move. Let the Democrats stew over the holidays, go into January, start the impeachment inquiry, and drag it out. Make it go as long as it can. Don't let anybody else come in. Let Dean Phillips fizzle. Marianne Williamson, she's in, and she's already getting 11 or 13% of the vote. Let it look like Biden is resurging. And Manchin's lingering out there. What's he going to do? Is he going to go third party? RFK's happening. Because here's what will continue to happen. Joe Biden will not only shoot himself in the foot, he's going to shoot off both of his feet. Let him. I said earlier in the broadcast, let the Democrats do what they do. Let them kill themselves. They're wrong on every single issue. In fact, I'll ask you this question. What are they right on? They're separating children from their parents at the border. Really? You separate children from their parents every day in America. Everybody knows the border issue. They create the problem at the border, and then they tell you, look at what's happening at the border. Who invited these people to the border? Is Eric Adams mad at Donald Trump because of what he did, or is he mad at Joe Biden? Now what's happening? They're attacking Eric Adams. Democrats are attacking a black Democrat. How's that going to play? See, you see it as, oh, New Yorkers are, you know, it's not a New York issue. This is an issue that black folks go, what? Why are they going to attack him because he dare say what's going on with these Mexicans coming into New York? I mean, that's just wrong. There's farther reaches than this stuff than you'll ever, I mean, I'm not going to say you'll ever know, but you're probably not thinking about. This isn't the Democrats going after a mayor that opened his mouth. This is a bigger issue for black people. Black people, see what he do? Yeah, when black men go after, see how they treat you? Then remember how they treated Donald Trump. 91 indictments for doing what? Nothing. Nothing wrong. And black folks are going, I thought it was just us. Nope. I see that we're not the only ones. And so, look, I'm not going to tell you that there's going to be some mass exodus, but Trump's going to get his unfair share of the black vote. You can bet on that. I hope Republicans force Joe Biden to campaign because now he's got challengers. And I would love to embroil Biden in these controversies of his own making, but I'm happy to see it get drawn out. By keeping Biden and the Democrats with a hope and a prayer, Republicans prevent other Democrats from joining in. That delays Gavin Newsom. He's still got to wage a campaign. Let me just put it to you this way. If you don't think Gavin Newsom is champing at the bit to get into this race, man, you don't understand politics. He can't wait for Joe Biden to slip on a banana peel. Now, I don't have any fear of Newsom as a candidate. He's a flawed candidate. What I have a fear of is they will manipulate it and act like Newsom can win so they can try to win at the polls, you know, in terms of the fake, the cheating. They cannot cheat Joe Biden into office again. It would be the biggest controversy ever. If you think the 2020 was bad, try to cheat him into office now. So I want Trump to get his rematch. And I want him to kick the crap out of that old clown. But here's what I can guarantee you. And I know you're ahead of me here, but I guarantee you this. Democrats do not want another 4 years of Joe Biden. So here's what I say. Make them tell the world. Make them admit their mistake. Kevin McCullough said this. The Democrats have really messed up their primary schedule where they would benefit from the media interest in holding their primaries on the same days as the Republicans. They have chosen because of internal bickering not to do so. This only aids Biden as challengers have no larger scrum to draw attention from. They also have low energy, low performing, and the least liked incumbent in the modern era. When the field is cleared, the Republicans can systematically begin laying out the general campaign narrative and driving it home. Define the economy. Define the national security threats. Define the migration crisis that the voters have already intuitively felt. Basically, the battle to win the middle gets a jump start from the man who can already claim with credibility that he fixed it once. Now give him the chance to fix it again. And of course he's talking about Trump. Now, here's what it does, what it actually satisfies. For the putzes who've been talking about, we just need to move on from this election cheating thing, you get your win. Go ahead. Let's just move on. Because once Donald Trump's back in office, he can then ensure that the Democrats never get the chance to cheat at that level again. So a Trump-Biden rematch is exactly what the doctor ordered. Only this time, Donald Trump's going to win his rightful second term. And if the Republicans drag it out long enough, maybe we get that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.